Good morning, everybody. It's part two of our 150th episode special of A Cup of Coffee with...
Sin.
That's right. Good morning, listeners. Part two. Good morning.
Good morning, listeners.
So, Thompson, you told me recently that you wanted to be a scientist when you grew up. Yeah?
Yeah.
And we've talked a lot about science and extreme biology particularly, right?
Yeah. Stop.
Well, we have as our special guest, and I'll let him explain his entire title since I don't know what it is nowadays or what is... He's got too many letters after his name, but his name is... Brian Fritz, Dr. Brian Fritz, and he is an international science celebrity, international scientist, and what do you do? What is your science title? What kind of scientist are you?
Hello, friends. Well, actually, these days, I've been put out to farm, you know, just I've done science for long enough, they're using me for my skills. They're making me market now. I'm a marketing expert for a company that's involved in studying the adaptive immune system.
So what is your doctorate in?
Cell, molecular, and developmental biology.
Did you hear that, Thompson?
Yeah.
Cell, molecular, and development biology, and he's studying the adaptive human immune system. What do you know about the immune system?
Well, nothing for sure.
Do you know about white blood cells?
Well, I know that there's a blood that well, there's something even differenter than the white blood cells. There's two kinds of cells that ward off nasty invaders. One is T cell and one is B cell.
Wow, that is really impressive.
So is he right?
Yeah, absolutely, actually. So, Thompson, do you know which cells have the antibodies on them?
Yes.
Which ones?
T or B?
The one that is the biased peace officer is B. And the one that is a natural born killer is T.
He says T cells.
Well, it's actually a bit of a trick question since both of them have antibody functions. The B cell receptor is commonly known as, you know, Thompson?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Have you heard of immunoglobulins?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never heard of an immunoglobulin either. I know globulin, that means it's like a glob in something.
Immunoglobin. Binds to
you mean
peptide
like lubber globber tipper tomber?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's one of those big science words.
So the
that's
T and B cell receptors
is science.
is who? I need a translator.
Everything's just fine around here.
So is there a question you want to ask Dr. Brian about being a scientist, since you want to be a scientist?
How did you get to be a scientist, Brian?
I just followed my nose, Thompson.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right. Well, no, you go to school and you learn some stuff, and it leads you in one direction after the other. And if you just follow your nose where it leads, you'll end up as a scientist sometimes.
Yeah.
So, Thompson, have you studied any science in your school yet? I mean, you're not even in kindergarten all the way, but have you done any? Did they actually teach you any science at Laurel Hill Nursery School?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they were kind of more into applied sciences, like they'd have like living bugs and stuff in jars and things like that, you know, like just sort of getting the feel for it. But, you know, it's like for 3 and 4 year olds, so.
But the real science stuff is stuff like dyes or stuff like that, right?
By what stuff?
I'm sorry. Dyes are real science, right?
Dyes? Yes, I suppose so. There are all sorts of uses for dyes in the scientific community.
But the biggest scientific thing of all is esters.
Esters.
Yeah, esters are this small, and this big. But dyes are this small, but this big.
So is there a really big difference in size between dyes and esters?
Oh, you're taking me back to my organic chemistry from college. But yeah, technically speaking, probably yes. I guess it depends. I mean, ester is basically a functional group. And as a functional group, it can be found on all sorts of large organic molecules. So you can have really small esters or really, really big, complicated organic molecules that have an ester functional group on it. But dyes as a group tend to be much larger in general, yeah.
Wow, Thompson, how about that? Brian can answer everything.
Well, I just...
What's another question for him?
Well, I just got one more thing to tell to him. Okay. How did you even become a scientist, Brian?
Well, like I said, man, you just follow your nose. And I guess one thing that didn't hurt was I got a scholarship to college, and it said I had to be either a mathematician or a scientist, and I had to pick one. But I didn't know which one I wanted to be, so I've tried them all. And I think I'll keep trying them, because there's no sense in just stopping at one. You can keep being as many different scientists as you want. So I've gone through chemistry, biochemistry, cell biology, developmental biology, genetics, evolution, molecular genetics, and now I'm studying human adaptive immune system just for fun.
Wow. So I've always believed that the more diverse your base, the more connections you can make and the more progress you can make faster. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just more fun, too. You don't get stuck in a rut looking at the same stuff for the rest of your life. It's always fun to try something new.
It's fun to try stuff that's new, huh, Thompson?
Yep.
Well, we are out of time. Dr. Brian, it sure has been a joy to come on our 150th episode special. I sure appreciate you showing up and coming all the way from Seattle to do the show.
You know, it's my pleasure. I had no idea. I feel so fortunate.
Well, 80,000 listeners can't be wrong. So we'll be back for part three coming up. Do you have any special shout-outs, Dr. Brian?
To my number one fan, Mr. Milo. Love you, man.
Thompson, anybody?
Well, I really love science.
Awesome. We'll be back. Thank you. Everybody love everybody.